This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Are there any senators in the chamber who wish to vote or change a vote? If not, on this vote, the ayes are 50, the nays are 48. The nomination of Brett M. Kavanaugh of Maryland to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court.
I'm sorry, what did they say? I just had to stop it there because I know a lot of snowflakes might not appreciate what he's about to say, but here we go. I'm preparing them. Are you ready? What did he say? The nomination of Brett Kavanaugh, what happened?
Of the United States is confirmed.
Oh, no, he's confirmed. Well, let's check with the kids. Yeah? All right. Hey, somebody likes him. Listen, folks, we're the one place, maybe one of the only places among very few, who discuss this from time to time. From a constitutional perspective, rather than a flaming liberal or, unconscious theoretical pseudo-conservative point of view, right? It's all about left versus right, Hegelian dialectic. How about constitution or no constitution? You want to pit something against Kavanaugh's in, right? And a lot of people predicted this was just a show to divide and conquer, to continue to artificially, emotionally flare the hatred and animosity between, I wouldn't even call it political ideologies, I would talk about emotional inflammation. Let's exacerbate it even more! So what? What can happen behind the scenes? Kavanaugh's in. What has it changed you? The fact that we're so freaked out about who's on the court at the Supreme level tells you all you need to know about the power vested in the federal government that exceeds what our founding father said should be the limitation on its ability to disrupt and interfere in your life, in my life, in our lives. Super Don, you covered it yesterday on the show. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, first day of the broadcast.
Yay, hooray,
we're back. Yeah. Super Don, any crying or anger on the show you did yesterday?
No. I mean, we played some audio of some people that were, but I'm just glad it's over with, because now we can actually start talking about stuff that matters, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, it's just been a huge distraction, in my opinion, for weeks, months now, has it been?
Yeah, right.
Crazy. Craziness. Yeah.
And, of course, the real issue is how will the nomination and now confirmation of Kavanaugh onto the Supreme Court reduce the burden of government in your life? Will it? In fact, the question is, what was his position on Patriot Act, Fourth Amendment? This isn't about abortion, right? This should be a state issue, not a federal issue. Anyway.
But in order to oppose, mm-hmm, under the guise of something else, when it's really just about Trump, you got to pick some hot button issues that are going to get people riled up, right?
Yeah.
So well, that's what they did. That's
of course they did. Here's the hot button issue y'all should be paying attention to.
Vaccines.
Once again, thanks to the Fear and Death Administration, they've expanded the use of a vaccine not ever having been run through trials, clinical trials that include double-blind, placebo-controlled testing to analyze its safety and or efficacy. Safety and critical a measure here with the HPV shot, the human papillomavirus vaccine. A vaccine so worthless that you'll find out in 20 to 30 years from now that it not only didn't prevent cervical cancer, it probably causes it. And enough of you moms and dads out there figured this thing out, and Merck was freaking because you're not taking the shots. You're not taking them. You're not giving your kids enough of these shots. It used to be three of them. People were not completing the three because the two of them were too brutal. And they said, okay, now you only need two. Until inevitably they'll say, well, nobody's coming back for the second shot. Let's say one is enough. Wait, that's not enough? Not enough kids are getting this thing. You're not giving your preteens, your 9, 10, 11-year-olds this shot. Let's see. Oh, let's go after the boys. That's still not enough? No. Let's expand the use of Gardasil, a completely worthless and totally dangerous shot for adults. That's right, ladies, and men too, they're coming for you. The FDA just approved the Gardasil shot for those of you 27 to 45 years of age. Never mind, the entire claim was to target the preteens because it was before they became sexually active that the only way they say it could work is if you do the shot before they're exposed to the human papillomavirus. Doesn't matter. They move the vaccine goalposts to market to more of you because not enough of you dads and moms are allowing this shot to be given to your kid. Thank the Lord for that. But the Fear and Death Administration, remember, that is an institution that has acknowledged and embraced the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism as the state religion in America. First Amendment be damned, they've got a state religion, and you better be sure that you sacrifice your children on the altar of that church with vaccines. Sexually transmitted virus? Sure. A lot of moms and dads are opposed to it. They're not opposed to vaccines, but they're opposed to this idea of injecting something for a sexually transmitted infection that they say, my kids are not active in that way. And then the leftists go, oh, you don't know how outrageous you would think that your kids are not. It's possible, yeah, kids come up through the teen years and they're not. It's true, it happens. But under leftist ideology, they can't conceive that that is even possible. So they can't get enough of you moms and dads to give it to your kids. They're surreptitiously giving them anyway in school systems in California without informed consent. If the kid's a teen, they'll say, do you want it? It'll protect you. The kids go, yeah, sure. They're not even 18. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Before the age of majority, they're saying, yeah, the kids are old enough to be able to say yes without mom and dad knowing. Right? But that's still not enough. So they've expanded it now. They're targeting you adults. From millennials and beyond. 45, I think you're Gen Xers still. Are you going to fall prey to it? I sure hope not. I was just editing my book on silver. Yes, it's still active. It's engaged. It's close. And there's a chapter on the HPV. And I talk about the fact that there is no evidence that confirms or validates that HPV even causes cervical cancer. It's made up, y'all. It's not even validated. And that this shot is creating infertility. It's actually causing abnormal cells on the cervix to manifest, including cancers. And Guillain-Barré, acute flaccid myelitis or paralysis, polio-like symptoms or manifestations are occurring. And, by the way, we have a story on that coming up in a little while. And yet, the FDA, pretending to protect the public from dangerous drugs, dangerous food additives, which actually they reverse course on a few additives, we'll talk about that, is instead protecting the pharmaceutical industrial complex from people like you and me, from parents who have their kids. They didn't know it. Their kids are harmed or even killed by these shots. The FDA says, nope, go for it. Expand the net because not enough of you are participating in this HPV-causing cancer scam. Super Don, have I captured it well enough? Because there's always nuances to the story. You're digging it.
No, it caught me a little bit off guard, but at the same time, it doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, they approved it first for little girls.
Mm-hmm.
Then they approved it for little boys. Then they approved it for teenagers. altogether. Now it's 27-45. So the question is, are they going to move? I mean, are they going to go to the next group here? Are they going to move to the, you know, 45 to, you know, 70 or something? I mean, is it just a foregone conclusion that that's going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, you know, when the FDA says it's okay, what is the inevitable thing that happens next? They just start rolling it out. And if it's on the schedule for kids, which I think they now recommend it for kids, then as an adult, you can't sue the manufacturer. You can't sue Merck when it harms you or kills a loved one or causes cancer. You're going to have to go through that special unconstitutional kangaroo vaccine court and beg, plead, say, hey, the Gardasil shot, you know, injured my loved one or me. This is, again, this is insanity. If y'all are paying attention, if you believe what the FDA is throwing out at you, if you believe what the CDC is throwing out at you, conflicts of interest be damned, because there are plenty of them, then I can't help you. It's kind of like this poster over my left shoulder, those of you watching on YouTube. You know, if you are arguing for universal access to the third leading cause of death, what am I going to say? I got nothing. You're lost. Now, if you're in this audience, you're probably not. You've been found, or you have found remnants of the truth, and you're trying to implement and integrate it into your life. And I'm grateful for you doing that. And I would ask you to share, pay it forward, share what we're doing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, excitement is in the studio in a moment. Doc Newsom is visiting with his daughter, and they have a new puppy. I don't know if we're going to get the puppy on the air, but Doc Newsom's going to be here. Dr. Daniel Newsom is going to be here in studio, Superdon. So we're going to have a fun time fitting him into the visual because I'm a little guy.
Yeah, good luck with that, right?
Thank you.
Good luck with that.
Remember how big he is?
Yes.
I know.
Absolutely.
Crazy time. It's crazy. But I'm excited. I hadn't had a in-studio guest yet in the new place, so we'll see how it goes, folks. Yeah. We see how it goes. And we got questions of the day about Offit and violent vaccines. We've got doctors and their lab tests and how inaccurate they are or their interpretation is. This is an I told you so coming up. Half of all antibiotics, they prescribe still, and there's no evidence of infection. I'm telling you, it's crazy. How about that typhus outbreak in L.A.? We'll cover that, what to do about it. Six kids in Minnesota suffering from acute flaccid myelitis. We're going to talk about the connection that the mainstream media doesn't want to know about.
How about we cover something I just discovered this morning called Poogle?
Poogle? A new search engine.
Yes.
What color is your Poogle? We'll get to that. Also, top six foods that you didn't know that were GMO. Glyphosate residues that even the FDA is acknowledging as foods that you don't want to eat. You probably do. You think you do, but you better learn because it's going to harm you and your gut microbiota. Microbiome. All right, folks. Never fear. The Robert Scott Bell Show is here. RobertScottBell.com. We'll be right back with Doc Newsom.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support, so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're joined in studio by my good buddy Doc Newsom. Doc Daniel Newsom. He is amazing. He's a DO. He's done a lot of healing. You've seen him featured on The Truth About Cancer and a lot of the things that we've done together with Ty Bollinger. And they're re-releasing The Global Quest, and Doc Newsom is in it. You'll want to check it out in a couple of days. We have links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Doc, welcome to my new studio.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me on. This is great.
How cool is it that we're connected in the same studio? We usually like have to be at a TTAC event to be together. And you're passing right through. I'm like, yeah, come on the radio. He's like, sure, why not?
Oh, man, cool.
Excellent. You never know what I'm going to ask. Are you nervous?
No, of course.
Why would you be nervous?
Nah.
You know where we're going here. So, Doc has done a lot of great work as a DO, but also energetic understands it. We've talked about fulvic acid, humic acid over the years together, bringing whole food nutrition into your bodies, how to do it and how to recover. And you have not only your daughter with you, but, well, a new puppy.
A new puppy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What kind of puppy is this?
A miniature wiener dog, a dash hound, just so
we even call it a Dachshund. Well, this is a German thing, Dachshund.
Yes.
maybe we'll get this little beautiful little dog. I just met it on camera soon. So y'all on YouTube, be careful because you're going to go,
oh.
You will. But in the meantime, we got to carry on with the show. Doc Newsom's going to hang out as long as he can. He's welcome here. And to get started, this is a great question of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this first question of the day is coming from Ingrid. Ingrid says, can you please give me a citation for the Paul Offit quote on the front page? A few days ago, we covered this story. Paul Offit supposedly admitted that vaccines, the introduction and actual administration of vaccines is a violent act. So he says, vaccines aren't easy. So the quote is in the question, and it's like, Paul Offit.
It's right there.
The vaccine, like.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, how would you, this guy has never met a vaccine that he didn't want to inject into any of your children 100, if not 1,000 or 50,000 times. And he says, mm-hmm. It's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. So this Ingrid says, this is an important quote. If it's true, I would like to make use of it. Thank you. Not only is it true, we have audio
of him admitting this, saying this on the air. And Paul Offit, who, again, claimed that you could get 50,000 vaccines and it would be perfectly safe, that the most dangerous ingredient in the vaccine, another of his stooges out in California, Pan, Richard Pan, a pediatrician, says water is the most dangerous substance in a vaccine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. You can't make this up. Give a listen to Paul Offit acknowledging vaccines are a violent act.
Vaccinations aren't easy. This isn't an easy thing. We ask a lot of our citizens to get as many as 26 inoculations in the first few years of life and 5 shots at one time. It's hard to do that, especially given that vaccination is a violent act. I mean, you pin the child down, you give them this biological agent against their will. The biological agent generally isn't understood well by the parent, and to some extent not understood all that well by the physician.
Not only did he admit it's a violent act, he's saying the whole basis for vaccines not understood by parents, but the physician
the
either.
The physician even. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Is that? I mean, can we not? So
is that? Do you think that's a good enough citation for Ingrid? You think maybe?
I think Ingrid, you should know
that. That was good.
I wasn't moving my mouth at all, and I'm not a ventriloquist. I didn't make that up. And Superdon, there is actually a link to the audio. They can watch. I think on a video interview saying it.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. I'm going to go ahead and send her a link as well, because I'm guessing the fact that she asked if we might be able to come up with a citation, I'm guessing Ingrid doesn't listen to the show. She just looked at the show notes.
Yeah.
So she actually didn't hear us play it on the air, but I'll send it to her. It's amazing.
Yeah, so if we're looking at the Robert Scott Bell Show on YouTube, that's great, but it is a radio show. I've been broadcasting on the air for, this is my 19th year, and Super Don, we suck at PR. When people, you know, they comment on our social media, it's like, well, we're not playing that. It's like, listen to the show. Tell your friends. We're a radio show.
When are you going to answer my question? We did it last Thursday.
Right.
Don't you listen to the show?
It says, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Like, is there a show? I wonder if there's a show. Maybe people are too heavily influenced by the vaccines that have driven heavy metals into their system, and they don't know. So, folks, we ask you to share like we do. We share with you all the time for free all of this information to bring the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. And I would ask you to pay it forward.
Right,
share it out.
Right.
Doc Newsom is a gifted healer. And if you ever get adjusted by this guy, I have. He's amazing. He's amazing as a DO. We're going to talk about attacks on chiropractic and DOs as well a little later in the program. But when we come back, the surprisingly bad results, if you listen to your doctor, when he gives you some kind of lab test and he reads it out and says, this is what it means, does it really mean that? I got some questions about it. Doc Newsom knows from the inside how bad it can be. We've got a lot more healing to go, folks. This is a very exciting day. Doc Newsom in studio on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Both sides of the political aisle are looking ahead to midterm elections, fired up over Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court. On ABC's This Week, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, insists that President Trump has not mocked the Kavanaugh accuser, Christine Blasey Ford.
The White House and the entire process, the Senate Judiciary Committee, the president, all of us were very respectful to Dr. Ford in saying, let her be heard, don't ignore her, don't insult her. And we did hear her.
Senator Macy Hirono, also on ABC's This Week, still insists that the FBI investigation was incomplete.
Everyone knows that when you just interview a small number of people and not the dozens of others who wanted to be interviewed by the FBI, that is a sham.
Brett Kavanaugh, sworn in and now officially a U.S. Supreme Court Justice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, we are rocking the Oval today because I got my good friend Doc Newsom in studio. Man, oh man, oh man. If I could work out with you, I'd be big and strong one day like you. Amazing.
You're doing pretty good, brother.
All right, we're hanging in there, folks, and having a good time as we kick off the broadcast week together. Those of you who don't know, robertscottbell.com. We got a great picture on the headlines of the show notes today. I don't know if you've seen this picture before, Doc.
Oh, man.
Who is that? Is that your lovely wife?
That is my lovely wife.
Y'all want to see a great picture?
Yeah, she makes me look good.
Beautiful people and doing great work. Doc Newsom in studio today. So, you know, as a renegade homeopath with no license, I would not even accept a license if they licensed homeopaths, because that basically, if you receive a license to do what is otherwise a right, you've relegated that right to a privilege. A privilege is something that would otherwise be illegal to do without a permission slip from the government.
Correct.
The last time I checked, the government endorses the third leading cause of death as a monopoly practice.
Right.
In many places.
Right.
And that's problematic to me, especially when you realize what they learn about in med school may not be all that helpful to your actual health outside of acute emergency trauma interventions,
mm-hmm.
where it is pretty darn impressive.
So we're going to go into this now with Doc News. I'm going to ask him because he's a DO and he knows on the inside all about this, what this means. And it's one of those things I've been warning you about, doctors, for many years. And it sounds something like this.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a but I told you so.
I told you so.
Folks, I know it upsets you when I told you so, but I did. What? This is a headline at the Washington Post. Doctors are surprisingly bad at reading lab test results, and it's putting us all at risk. Now, I have argued this for many years, Doc Newsom, that people would come to me as a homeopath after they've gotten disastrous results from the doctor. Well, I had this test, and they said this, this, and this. How many times do we hear about wrong diagnoses based on lab tests and blood level tests that change moment to moment, much less their interpretation of it?
Right.
The Washington Post is covering this. This means it's big.
It's a big deal. I mean, it's scary how common that is. It's very common that you talk to a doctor and he can't tell you what all those acronyms mean. You know, this is what they went to 8 years of school for. That's kind of scary, you know. I'm thinking maybe the partying was too heavy or something.
I mean, you know, we also have to take into consideration that the lab tests themselves could be faulty. You know, some of them we now found have very little standards, like PSA tests, nonspecific, and they don't mean what they say they mean. But the interpretation of these lab tests, again, taking a human being, paying little or no attention to the symptoms that they actually have, and are trying to describe to the doctor. We covered a story that they said the average doctor waits like 11 seconds before they interrupt the patient as the patient is trying to describe what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not important what's going on. Let's see what your labs say.
Right.
And so you take a human and you take it down to their biochemistry and you pay no attention. And people, here's another example of this, Doc. You get the Hep C diagnosis, hepatitis C. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't dispute that there's a problem with their liver. That's for real, and that's been going on for a long time, hepatitis inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
But the claims of isolation of C,
oh man,
very, very sketchy.
Right.
Much less when you treat it with, let's say, something like silver that can neutralize viruses or other immunomodulators that can. Then you go back for these viral load test.
Right, right.
They say, oh my gosh, your viral load has shot way up since you started the silver. And my question is, how do you feel? Oh, I feel great. I haven't felt better. But no, you're going to die. The doctors read the test and say, they don't differentiate between viable viruses that are replicating in your body versus the debris field that your liver is congested and can't clear. Does that make any
sense?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
That's a major screw up.
Not taking, actually listening to what the patient is telling you and then trying to match up what you're getting from the, from the lab test. Here's one thing to remember. The last place for dysfunction to show up will be in your blood. The blood is the most protected fluid in our body. It's the one that it has almost no margin for error. So therefore the body will protect your blood in its chemistry. And the very last place that you're going to find dysfunction is actually in a blood test.
Yeah.
One of the best examples of that is thyroid tests. People that have had every symptom of an underactive thyroid for 10, 20 years, and their labs come back normal every time, all normal. Well, and they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, there's nothing wrong with you. and then looking at things that that show up before a possible diagnosis in a lab test, like again with thyroid, high cholesterol is the first sign of an underactive thyroid. And that'll come up, that'll show up 10, 20, maybe 30 years before a thyroid.
Right. Well, and that will also indicate abnormal liver function.
Right.
Long before they would ever, liver enzymes are high. By the time they detect that, it is years and years in the making, mm-hmm. right?
Correct.
And so, Doc, this is a very important thing. My introduction into homeopathic or holistic medicine, meeting a doctor who had been a homeopath for, I don't know, by the time I met him, 30-plus years. Mm. He took one look at me and started telling me about my medical history, no lab tests, no blood tests, no nothing. And he was more accurate than any test could ever be. Mm-hmm. Folks, real doctors don't need the test. Their test can be a guide. I don't dispute that there's no benefit.
It's nice to have.
I can read a test and go, that gives me something. But tell me about how you feel. Mm-hmm. You can identify pulse diagnoses. You ever done that? You can learn a lot from feeling the pulse more than any blood test could ever tell years before there's an issue. Doc, to your point, this is something that allopathic modern medicine is completely clueless about. Not even Mark, completely. And they'll call us witch doctors if we can do that.
You know, what's funny is the go to your doctor and see if he can actually take you through a physical. Most of them, if he's a relatively new doctor, they haven't even learned how to do that yet. I mean, it's something that's not being taught. A basic physical exam isn't being taught. Nurses can do it, but not the doctors. Ooh, that's backwards, if you ask me.
Right. Folks, we're dealing with diseases of toxicity, deficiency, mm-hmm. rampant inflammation that are not evidence of a deficiency of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or steroidal. Mm-hmm. And again, the whole paradigm of allopathic medicine is to attack, kill, destroy. Hopefully your body cells survive it. Mm-hmm. Chemotherapy? You want to talk chemotherapy? Here's the second phase of this discussion. Half of all antibiotics prescribed by doctors, apparently there's no infection even noted mm-hmm. in the diagnosis, in the notes of the doctor. Just here, take this antibiotic. I'm not making this up. You can't make this stuff up. You're like, you're just bashing doctors. No, this is on WebMD. Doc Newsom, how is this happening?
It's right there. Oh, man. You know, if you have a quota of prescriptions you have to write to get your kickback or get your trip paid for.
Conflicts of interest, anybody?
<You know. laughs>
How much is this is a demand by the patient, Doc? If people come to you and say, I need, Doc, you got, and you look at them, it's like, it's not a bacterial infection. I'm not giving you an antibiotic. And they claim that, well, the patient demanded something, mm-hmm. right? So how weak are you as a doctor if you can't talk straight in the eye and say you do not have a bacterial infection? Antibiotics are not warranted here.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, why don't they have something? Why isn't standard of care allowing the doctors to prescribe something that's less harmful? You know, if they're going to hand it out like candy, mm-hmm. let's hand out something that doesn't have the harmful side effects.
Right.
You know, because that would fix the situation. Sorry.
Yeah. By the way, if you think this is like 5 or 10 prescriptions we're referring to in this WebMD article, 500,000 antibiotic prescriptions, 500,000 analyzed, nearly half written without an infection-related diagnosis. Mm. And even if there is an infection-related diagnosis, is it bacterial?
Right.
Is it viral?
Right.
Is it fungal? Oh, we'll just give you an antibiotic. Folks, antibiotics are a form of chemotherapy.
Yep.
They are indiscriminate. They're destructive, not only of the microbiome, but the home, the lining of the microbiome for the microbiome, the destructive of the lining of the gut.
You know what's worse? Because that's catastrophic, number one. Okay, that's like, you know, I equate it to dropping a nuclear bomb on Chicago to knock out organized crime.
Everybody dies.
There's so much collateral damage, it's terrible. All right, so there's that. Mitochondria are bacteria. If you're constantly consuming antibiotics or consistently consuming antibiotics, you start killing your mitochondria also. Okay, then you wonder why you're tired.
The doctors don't know about the mitochondria, do they?
No.
You think they would know about the mitochondria?
They should.
But they also prescribe statin drugs, mm-hmm. which any doctor who prescribes a statin drug, any, should be delicensed and removed because they're a danger to their, not only the profession, if there could be, but to the patients, because
the patients.
There's no basis for that drug, drug category.
Not even.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
No. When I first started med school, a whole bunch of years ago.
Okay, old man.
A whole bunch of years ago.
Old guys, you're hanging out.
You know, the normal cholesterol was 300. This is quite a ways.
And people weren't freaking out then about
No, they weren't. You know, there are more people dying of, a higher percentage of people dying from heart disease and, you know, heart attacks and things like that. Now, even though they're trying to keep the cholesterol levels 100 points lower than it was when I started in school. And, you know, we didn't see anything near as many cases of MS and neurologic degenerative diseases. We did
gateway drug to neurological degeneration diseases? Statins.
Statins. Absolutely. 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 And those are things that, you know, that have just kind of exploded, especially in the medicated community.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, folks, I hope you're not amongst the medicated. If you are, you're not like my mom. Do like my mom does at 84 years of age. Zero pharmaceutical drugs. It can be your truth, too, but you got to live differently. You got to select your food carefully or grow it. Even better, grow your own food. Mm. I'll show you the garden out back.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait.
What an amazing thing. Doc Newsom in studio today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Are you able to hang out for the whole show?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right, folks. We're going to have a good time. We're already having a great time. I hope you're having fun. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are up in the show notes. Hey, a typhus outbreak in L.A.? Why you should not be freaking out? Because you know what to do because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, well, there's a lot more. Stand by.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it. The rainbow connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me.
All right, y'all are wondering why we're not rocking the help world momentarily. Kermit the Frog brought us in, little rainbow connection. Doc Newsom, this is a pop quiz, and it's okay. There's no real wrong answer, except it's just a surprising answer. What's one of the most Googled medical issues that exists? Google, you know how they follow trends, right? What are people Googling medically more than anything? I mean, you got a clue here.
Right.
It's dark and it's green. Are they Googling Kermit the Frog? Or are they Googling what's coming out of Kermit the Frog?
Uh-huh.
So, Super Don, you are now calling Google what, based on this story?
Poogle. Google.
Apparently, the biggest medical question that comes through Google is, my poop is dark and green, what does that mean? Or, you know, name a color. It's light color. I don't know what that means. Now, what's fascinating about this is that the medical profession pays very little attention to what comes out of you.
Right.
If you've ever, you know, I've seen I think there was a movie, maybe more than one, about, you know, ancient Chinese stuff or even ancient Japanese stuff. And the emperor had someone that all they did was analyze every bowel movement of what came out of the emperor.
Right, right.
Because it told them all they needed to know about the health and the diet that needed to shift.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fascinating question that modern medicine is ill-equipped to answer, right? So if you say, hey, my poop is dark and green, and maybe they'll say there's an infection. That's it.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
Maybe. And they'll go, here, antibiotic!
Right. My first thing would be, you know, what colors of, you know, what artificial colors are you consuming?
That's the big one for me, folks. And I'm not embarrassed by this. I've told you the story. Super Don gets grossed out. But when I grew up on standard American diet, we ate cereal every morning. Cereal from Post and Kellogg's. Mm-hmm. One of them was Frankenberry. You remember that? Frankenberry and Count Chocula. These were big. They got Frankenberry turned my poop pink.
I'm not kidding. I'm like, what is going on?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, does this mean I'm going to turn into a hermaphrodite frog? I don't know. So the colorings, the artificial colorings is a good point, Doc Newsom. Mm-hmm. What, but it could indicate other things, but is modern medicine ill-equipped? Where do they study excretory function, much less what comes out and what does it mean?
Right, right. It's not even on the map of their training.
No, not even on the radar. So, folks, if you've got a problem with your elimination, I've said this, the modern medical doctors will tell you it's perfectly normal and fine to have 2 to 3 bowel movements a week.
A week.
It's okay. And the only way they could do that is if they're going 2 to 3 times a month.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to look too good compared to them. So please, go less, make your doctor look good. No, don't go to doctor. I said the first question you should ask a doctor, physician, how often do you poop? Has anybody ever asked you that? They should.
I actually have to tell them that. This is something, unfortunately, I mean, that's something, regularity. Just think of this real quick. If you are only going to extract between 30% and 40% of the bulk of the food that you eat. Okay, so someone has 21 meals a week, and they're only extracting 30% to 40% of the bulk. Okay, that means 60% to 70% of the bulk of what was on your plate has to leave your system. Okay, and there's 21 meals that have to leave your system every week, right? So if you're only moving once a day, where are the other two meals?
The other two meals?
Where'd they go?
You can't be asking that. That's too much common sense.
Where are they going? You know, if you're having 3 bowel movements a week, where's the other 18 meals going?
Super Don, do you know the answer to that? Where are they going?
Well, you know, the colon.
Somewhere over the rainbow connection.
Right? There we go.
That's what they want you to believe. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Right, right. Well, you know, the 10-foot long, 4-inch round tube, call it a colon,
mm-hmm.
can expand to a 16-inch round tube. Yeah. Think of that.
You don't want to know what's living in there, folks.
Oh, man.
You might need some colon hydrotherapy, a coffee enema, or a silver enema, or a combination of all that. But we're going to talk about that as we continue our discussion with Doc Newsom here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, a very special edition. Typhus outbreak in L.A.? What's up with that? And what can you do about it? Do you need to be freaking out, my friends? No, because you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we remind you that the power to heal is yours.
Correct.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.